Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. A cocktail, a cigarette, one too many cups of coffee, perhaps. We all have our vices, and jazz musicians sometimes notoriously so. Sometimes these vices can be a terrible thing, sometimes they can be a beautiful thing like that cup of coffee, and sometimes they can inspire a great song. This time around on the program, we'll be looking at songs written about some of these often unsavory habits. We'll hear songs about drinking, songs about smoking, and even a song about chewing gum, sung by Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, and more. It's I Get a Kick, Vices in Popular Song, coming up next on Afterglow.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. Yes, the only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. Yes, I get no kick from champagne, mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true, babe? I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine, babe. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me to riff liquid too. Oh, baby, I get a kick out of you. Ba-ba-da-da-da-da, I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. Yes, I get no kick in the plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet, baby, I get a kick out of you. Yes, I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. Baby, I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. Mama, I get no kick in the plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yeah, baby, I get a kick. Mama, I get a boot. I get a kick. Ba ba da 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 you.
Louis Armstrong from 1957, performing the Cole Porter tune, I Get a Kick Out of You, originally from the musical Anything Goes. That recording also featured an all-star lineup: Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at vices and how vices have inspired songwriters to compose some great music. We'll hear a few drinking songs, of course, and some songs about smoking, and even a song about a little too much chewing gum. Sometimes songs about vices are celebrations of the vice itself, but more often than not, the vice is simply a remedy for a broken heart. So we'll kick off tonight's show with a torch song. In this song, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, a few too many cocktails is the result of a bad case of unrequited love. Here's Frank Sinatra with Drinking Again on Afterglow.
Drinking again and thinking of when you loved me. I'm having a few and wishing that you were here, making the rounds, accepting around from strangers, being a fool, just hoping that you'll appear. Sure, I can borrow a smoke, maybe tell some joke a bad joke, but nobody laughs, they don't laugh at a broken heart. Same old story. After the kicks, there's little old mixed up me. Trying to lose a dream that used to be. Look at me, I'm drinking again, drinking all over town. Yeah, I'm drinking again.
And I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance, you go to my head. Go to my head.
You Go to My Head by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie, performed there by Billie Holiday in 1938. In this song, the vice, drinking, is a metaphor for romance, but evidently Gillespie, the lyricist, wasn't too fond of that metaphor. So he sandwiched his references to champagne, sparkling burgundy brew, and the kicker in a julep between lines about a haunting refrain and the summer with a thousand Julys. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra with Drinking Again. We'll hear some more Sinatra a little later. We'll pick things up now with a handful of upbeat and fun songs about the joys and pains of specific kinds of drinks. We'll hear from Dinah Washington and the trio Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, but first let's hear from Nat King Cole. Here's the first King Cole trio, that's Cole on piano and vocals, alongside Oscar Moore on guitar and Wesley Prince on bass, with Scotchin' with the Soda on Afterglow.
Scotchin' with soda, scotchin' with soda, sitting at the bar with a jar in my hand, scotchin' with the soda. I know I had an order, no had an order, know it might lead to a life of vice, scotchin' with the soda. When you're feeling low down and the blues are haunting you, why not have a showdown? Just see what this magic little phrase will do. Scotchin' with soda, scotchin' with soda, chasing my misery away. Scotchin' with soda today. Chase your blues away, sitting at the bar with a jar in my hand, scotch, Scotchin' with the soda.
My wife got tired of me running round, so she tried to keep me home. Well, she broke my nose and hit my clothes, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot, threatened to throw my bottle out. Well, from the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, yeah, give me that wine, 'cause I can't cut loose without my juice. I got to have Hot Lucy when I go walking, you know. Well, one day while crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. While I was stretched out tying up traffic, and crowds came for blocks around. Now the police were searching my pockets before they sent me to the funeral parlor. But when one of them cops took my bottle jack, I jumped straight up and commenced to holler, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine, 'cause I can't get well without Muscatel. I only drink for medicinal purposes anyway. Well, now one real dark and dreary night, as I was staggering home to bed, well, the bandit jumped from the shadows and put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money, and I didn't make a sound. But when he reached and got my bottle, you could hear me for blocks around. Give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine. Beat my head out of shape, but leave my grape. Watch, ring, and money ain't nothing. Don't mess with my wine, Jim. Well, one day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. And when I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Now the fireman chopped up my TV set and tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle, I screamed with all my heart, give me that wine, oh, give me that wine, give me that wine, so I can drink one toast before I roast. No sense in going out half-baked, might as well be all tore up. You can take all those Hollywood glamour girls, Lana Turner, Rita Hayworth, Brigitte Bardot, and Lucille Ball, and all them chicks, and line them upside the wall. Put a gigantic jug beside them and tell me to take my choice, or there'd be no doubt which one I chose the minute I raised my voice. Give me that wine, chicks look fine, but I love my wine. Now some folks like money, some like to dance and dine, but I'll be happy if you give me that wine. Give me that wine.
I'm having that
is raided. Somebody give me my gin. Don't try me, nobody, 'cause you will never win. Don't try me, nobody, 'cause you will never win. If you give a pal of mine. Any bootlegger, show him a pal of mine. Cause a good bottle of gin will get it all the time. When I'm feeling high and ain't got nothing to do, when I'm feeling high, there ain't nothing I won't do. Keep me full of good liquor,
Dinah Washington with Me and My Gin, sometimes called Gin House Blues, a song made famous by the blues legend Bessie Smith. That's from Washington's album The Bessie Smith Songbook. Before that, a few other songs about different elixirs. We heard Dave Lambert, John Hendricks, and Annie Ross with John Hendricks' tune Gimme That Wine, and starting that set, the King Cole Trio and Scotchin' with the Soda. We'll turn away from alcohol now and look at another drink that's often considered a vice, the delicious and invigorating coffee. This brewed beverage has inspired a number of songwriters, including Sonny Burke and Paul Francis Webster. Here's Peggy Lee performing their 1948 song, Black Coffee, on Afterglow.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock till four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams too dry. Now man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning, morning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground. driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Frank Sinatra with The Coffee Song, otherwise known as They've Got an Awful Lot of Coffee in Brazil. He first recorded this in 1946 for Columbia, but that version we just heard is from 1961 off of his first album for the Reprise label, a label that he founded. Before that, we heard Peggy Lee with Black Coffee. We'll have more songs about habits of all kinds in just a bit. Stay with us.
I love tea.
Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar, electric assessments, and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. And from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I've got a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Raw one. Thank you.
a prime. Guarantee you one good real fine time.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cunama.
Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at songs all about vices this time around on the program, habits that we sometimes try to kick. We've heard a few songs about drinking, of course, and we'll hear some more a little later, but now let's hear one about a different kind of vice altogether, and one you might not expect. Here's Ella Fitzgerald in 1940 with the song Chewing Gum, here on Afterglow.
Like steaks or fancy cakes, I'm cold to ice cream too. I have just one obsession, I really love to chew. Lollipops and chocolate drops have no effect on me, but when I have some chewing gum, I'm happy as can be. My mama gave me a penny to buy some candy. I didn't want the candy, so I bought some chewing gum.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
I love my gum. My mama gave me a nickel to buy a pickle. I didn't want a pickle, so I bought some chewing gum.
Gum, 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 gum.
I bought some gum. Each time I find myself with a dime, I hurry to the store. 'Cause the boy who sells me chewing gum is the one that I adore. My mama gave me a quarter for soda water. I know I had an order, but I bought some chewing gum.
Fitzgerald with Chewing Gum, that recording from 1940. We're looking at songs all about vices on this edition of Afterglow. Chewing gum is often a replacement for another, much worse vice that also inspired a number of songwriters, smoking. Earlier this hour, we heard Billie Holiday compare romance to the effervescence of alcohol, and now we'll hear Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington's orchestra do a similar thing with smoking. Here's Anderson and Ellington, and Love is Like a Cigarette on Afterglow.
Love is like a cigarette. And just like a cigarette, I never knew the thrill of life until I touched your lips. Then, just like a cigarette, love seemed to fade away and leave behind ashes of regret. Then with a flip of your fingertips, it was easy for you to forget. Oh, love is like a cigarette.
Picture a dream above, 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 above. Then why do they fade? My phantom parade of love. Puff, puff, puff. Puff, puff, night and day. Blow, blow them into air, silky little rings. Oh, little smoke rings I love. Take me above with you. One more thing I want to know is, where do they end? The smoke rings I send on a high. Oh, where are they hurled when they've kissed the tell you that I'd give my life to laugh at this strife below, 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 down here below. Oh, for I'd be a king, I'd follow each ring I blow. No, so little smoke rings I love, please take me above with you.
Sam Cooke from his 1963 album Mr. Soul with the Mills Brothers tune Smoke Rings. Before that, Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington's orchestra performing Love is Like a Cigarette. We'll turn away from smoking and back towards drinking now. Now, I must add, we here at Indiana Public Media don't condone relying on vices like smoking or drinking, but we are in support of great music, regardless of the inspiration. So here are two songs about a life relying on vice, beginning with the Billy Strayhorn tune Lush Life, a remarkably sophisticated tune, especially considering that Strayhorn was only 18 years old when he wrote it. In this famous performance by Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane, listen to how Hartman effortlessly slides between the notes of Strayhorn's melody, conveying the sense that he may know a thing or two about the bottom of a whiskey glass. John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman with Lush Life on Afterglow.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant K traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful, again a trough full of hearts. Could only be a bore, a week in Paris. Please, the bite of it, all I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Is much stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are alone. Thank you. is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Madeline Peyrue from her 2004 album Careless Love, performing a song written by Elliott Smith. That was Between the Bars, preceded there by another tragic song about a life of drinking, Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life, performed there by Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane. We'll close tonight's show with the classic closing time torch song, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's One for My Baby and One More for the Road. The song is essentially a dramatic monologue and requires a keen dramatic sense to pull it off. Who better than the Academy Award-winning actor Frank Sinatra? This fantastic version comes from his 1958 album Only the Lonely, featuring an arrangement by Nelson Riddle. Here's Frank Sinatra with Arlen and Mercer's One for My Baby and One More for the Road on Afterglow.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, put another nickel in the machine. Feeling so bad, can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but you've gotta be true to your code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And when I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's talked away? Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. And thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby and one more for the road. The long, it's so long, the long, very long,
Frank Sinatra with Arlen and Mercer's closing time drinking song, one for my baby, and one more for the road. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Stumpner's Building Services, family-owned and operated since 1982, trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County, stumpnersbuildingservices.com, and from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee, located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan in downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. You can see playlists from this and previous Afterglow programs on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow. Thank you.